You think Donald Trump served the Kaizenat meal at
Oh man, dude, you're getting into territory.
The
I'm
chicken
about to
Big
start doing
Mac,
an impression
dude?
of Donald Trump. We have to move away from him, bro. We're just too big.
I saw you
Bro,
start to go into the bit and then
yeah,
bail out of
I was ready to purse my lips and shit. I'm just like, I can't do this.
Welcome to Mothers I Learned From, the best mothers-based podcast in the universe, episode 13. I'm Lionel, son of a mother.
I can't believe we've already done it,
exactly.
Dude. Yeah, Guillermo sent another. Sorry for interrupting.
Exact two versions of this podcast
it's
don't exist. That's
such.
Not, never happened.
I'm waiting on our freaking Pulitzer, bro. I'm waiting on our recognition,
our
man.
Nobel Prize for journalism.
Our journalist. Exactly, dude. We're doing something here that nobody's ever done
what
before. We're two guys making a podcast.
What other podcast has talked about UFC and Golden Bachelorette?
This is some unprecedented
exactly.
shit right here, man. People aren't ready for this. That's the only reason why our only listeners are our friends. It's because
people
aren't ready.
They're definitely not ready for this, dude. Not until maybe episode 27.
Their ears. Your ears have to be prepped for this kind of freaking dialogue, bro. This kind of content, man. And the public's just not ready,
we
man. They're too weak. Too weak minded.
2024 is Walter Cronkite, I think. They're going to rename.
Dude, who's Walter Cronkite? Is he the
no,
golden voice?
He's like the guy who is like, John F. Kennedy has been shot and assassinated in Texas today.
Definitely heard the name. I think my dad's referenced him before, and I've just been like, mm-hmm.
He's just an old like, news reporter type guy.
We should. I don't know live events, bro. That's my. Liam Payne has died, by the way, in case
Rest
anybody
in
didn't
peace,
know.
Liam Payne, dude, my fourth or fifth favorite member of One
For real,
Direction.
Dude. Dude, the thing is, I'm starting to put all the pieces together. This is the 13th
this
episode, and Liam Payne died at 31, and Halloween's at 30 on the 31st, and 13 is the scariest number,
is a scary number,
also.
It's a baker's
so,
dozen.
It all kind of feels like freaking kismet or some
you
shit
don't know
like
what he's
that, man.
Doing for that to be
it
the
on.
Number.
This is freaking a mitzvah right
this,
now,
this
or honestly, dude. It's all a mitzvah. No, it's it means miracle, dude. Honestly, dude, you're uncultured. You don't even know Yiddish.
You don't even know what
or Hebrew.
Bar
One of the two, man.
It's crazy.
I know bar mitzvahs, dude. I never got invited to one, which was fucked up, honestly.
I had no Jewish friends.
I went to a Catholic school.
I just...
Yeah, dude, I didn't have any Jews.
I didn't have any Jewish friends.
It would have been awesome to go to one.
Yeah.
It's just like a quinceañera,
yeah.
So I pretty much know about that shit. I've been to like 10 of those at least,
exactly.
I feel like. Maybe like five.
We have bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, and we have quinceañeras
yeah.
and quinceañeros. Those are ours.
every Latino little boy remembers his 15th birthday, the most special, the day he finally became a man.
That's
dude.
The day I became a man, dude. It's crazy.
That's when my fucking jambalans fucking swept me away, bro. That was honestly beautiful.
they both have the.
I gotta wear my favorite colors.
They both have the same traditions.
Mine was Cinderella themed.
Dude, no way. Mine was Tangled themed. That's insane.
That's so fun, dude. It's honestly great to be able to live out your little fantasies.
I don't remember.
I had to wear a corset, though, in that shit.
I had to wear a corset. Was that comfortable? Or...
I just, my mom was really shaming my body that year. I don't know why, but I had to squeeze into this
man,
little
man,
thing.
It's hard to keep a man's body.
Proportions were crazy. People kept asking me if I was okay. Why is my waist like an
it's
inch
okay.
wide?
I passed out midway through, but I think I was good. Yeah, that happens to most people.
People kept saying I was snatched, and that made me feel good, but...
I was body goals, dude.
No, it was... I took off the corset, and my blood was all freaking on either ends of my
Your
body.
Entire stomach is just purple.
My middle section was gray. My torso was gray. It had been drained of all...
I think I'd have no clue what I actually did for my 15th birthday.
Me neither. I think I got Panda
I
Express.
think
At
I
a
got
certain
Panda
point, I just
Express.
started saying. I was just like, I would love to eat Panda Express. I've never been a big birthday guy. I've always just been like, I don't even want to go out to eat, man. Why do you even do that?
One, definitely 14, 15, or 16, I had Panda Express one of those years.
Yeah, man. I love Panda Express. It's honestly a good birthday
It
gift.
is.
Freaking tight, man.
It is tight.
I don't know what's. I'm like bad at being celebrated. It feels too vulnerable for me for some reason. I don't know if
What
it's.
do you do when people sing happy birthday?
I kind of like get all like awkward in like a freaking movie kind of way. I'm like, aw, you guys, but like it's all in my head. I just sort of I take it like a man on the chin.
Feel like I always try to make it into a bit or something so it's not, so it doesn't feel real to me. Just kidding.
You do like cha-cha-cha or something.
Yeah. I'll be like cha-cha-cha. Just so I disassociate
I'm
from the
like,
moment.
oh.
Just I don't want to be perceived
I don't let
like
people sing happy birthday. As soon as they start, I run away.
this.
I make it all about me, and it's supposed to be, so it works
Well,
out.
that's what I
Freaking.
really want.
Exactly. I just want to be alone. And I slam my door as loud as I can, and I listen to the door for when people pass by, hoping they talk to me.
Just like, what the fuck happened to him,
I get really mad at everybody. I'm like, why is nobody celebrating my birthday?
dude? So offended.
They all hate me. So, election year is this
Is
year.
it really?
Yeah, and actually, guess what? It's a presidential one at that, man.
One of the cool ones.
Yeah, who'd you write in?
I wrote in Dana White. Yeah, he's doing.
Oh,
Yeah, dude, he's
dude.
doing so
So
well.
you voted Republican.
Yeah, I voted Republican, just not the Republican guy on the ballot.
You voted fiscally conservative and socially hateful. You voted fiscally conservative and socially anti-bro. Fucking psychopath. He
Socially awkward.
freaking beat his wife, dude. He fought his
He did fight
wife.
his wife, dude.
Yeah, man. That's what happens when you pay too much, watch too much UFC, bro. You start thinking everything's a
Exactly.
freaking fist fight, man. He fucking like rolling thunder.
Dude, I
Did a front flip onto her face.
these are learn these are moves I learned on TV, dude. I can use them. Trust me.
Yeah, man. Nobody ever does like a lariat or like an RKO in UFC, dude. What's up with that?
I don't know, dude. I feel like it'd be
My chair is
effective.
hella creaky. It would be, I think so, dude.
Yeah.
And I think they should start giving them mics in the cage.
Just mic them. You know how NFL players are mic'd up during games? Just mic up. Just
Yeah,
mic
and you'll
up.
hear them talking like, oh, I'm hot right
There's
now.
like,
And they'll like be like,
literally all we would hear is
top.
That sounds weird. I'm just making these noises.
I heard you're going to that the Panthers Giants game that has MGK
Oh
performing, man. Are you
shit, dude.
excited for
In
that?
Munich? Hell yeah, bro. What are you talking?
Why is there a game in
I've
Munich?
booked my tickets. I've had my tickets booked for years, dude.
You've been learning German, bro, just for this.
Exactly. Das MGK.
Yeah, dude. Come on, bro. List off some of your favorite MGK songs right now. The
There's
fans need to know,
Emo
man.
Girl. I know that one.
I'm in love with the emo girl. That's a cl instant classic,
Instant
bro.
classic, dude. Nobody really talks about how many instant classics MGK
I don't know how people could possibly hate on him when he bagged Megan Fox. Literally the hottest girl of
That
all time, bro. Oh my
is like the default
goodness.
hottest woman, I think. But like, if you asked me
It
who the hottest
was
woman
like
was when
10
I was
years
8 years
ago.
old, I'd just say Megan Fox.
It's crazy that like you probably didn't even feel that way. You were just told to feel
Exactly,
that way,
dude.
bro. They have so much power over. They put a freaking. I mean, she's like a model looking girl in Transformers, and suddenly she's the hottest person
She was
ever.
in Transformers, dude. I had a Transformers backpack. Of course, that's the way
And freaking Bumblebee had more fucking character depth than she
I
did, bro. He got sadder moments,
Yeah,
more
dude.
impactful moments. She didn't get shit, bro.
It's because I know the name of Bumblebee's character, dude.
Oh shit, what is her name, dude? That's a really. I don't know. Shia's character is Sam, bro.
Her name is Megan Fox, dude.
Dude, freaking. If I saw Shia LaBeouf in public, it's going down.
It's going to.
Going down.
That's when you can use your
We're
land.
fighting. I watched fucking, whatever the fuck that movie is, Fury with Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf. Not even that good, man. I didn't even dig it that
I thought
much.
you meant Hacksaw Ridge. Those are like the same
It's the same shit, man.
movie.
Hacksaw Ridge is better, though. And
And
I
was
like.
made by Mel Gibson.
And Andrew Garfield's a little cute, you have to be honest, dude. You
Dude, he
have to
is the
be honest.
cutest Spider-Man.
Yeah, dude, and think about it. He took pictures, he skateboarded, he's literally every emo
Oh my
girl's
God.
dream boy.
Dude, he's in love
Oh
with an
my
emo girl.
god. That's so. Andrew Garfield is the MGK of Spider-Man.
Did you say Andrew Jackson instead of Andrew Garfield?
I was gonna say Jarfield, bro. God
Jar.
damn it. Whatever, man. I've
Anyways,
been getting worse at speaking and writing and reading and comprehension recently.
how do you know and how do you think that happened?
I think I just haven't been stimulating my brain enough. I think I. I've just been watching Dragon Ball Z, and that's all.
It's every Mexican guy's dream, dude. What are you talking
I watch Dragon Ball Z and I sit down.
Watch the fucking
And
Brain Games, dude.
I haven't gotten to the good written parts, man. The well written parts, sorry. I said I'm well to a dentist assistant earlier, and she
You
said,
said
or I
what?
said I'm good to a dentist. I said I'm good to a des dentist assistant earlier, and she said I'm well, bro. She definitely hated me for that.
Dude, have you ever had a baddie dentist assistant? And you just have your mouth out.
No, I actually am not engaging in this, man. This is actually fucked up to say, dude.
It's embarrassing when you have your mouth out, dude, and you're like, did I brush correctly?
I don't know what it is, but every like doctor or like nurse or whatever, like any range of that is always like apparent to me before anything like romantic. Like if you have your fingers in my mouth, you must be my mom or dad.
The power they hold, dude.
This freaking dentist was taking pictures in my mouth, man.
No way.
I'm bro chill. I didn't. It was like this machine that had like a lot of like ridges to it. I'm like, how well can they actually clean this before just shoving it into other people's
They
mouths?
called their dentist called over other dentists, and they're like, damn, this shit is fucked up.
It's like all the dentists in the area use like the same equipment. Constantly driving. Shout out whatever Daly City dentist it was. I forget the name, but it was pretty nice in there.
Did you get any
No
goodie bags?
games though. I didn't get a goodie bag, and that was the most fucked up part, honestly.
That is.
And I didn't even get my teeth cleaned, dude. He was just checking me out because it was my
He just
first
looked at
time.
him? Not even like a cleaning?
It was a deep examination. He told me all my flaws, man.
Damn.
He's like, your reading sucks, your speaking sucks, your
Yeah,
comprehension sucks. So that's where I
I
learned that
was about
today. And he said, your teeth are fine.
to. Like, damn. Your teeth are fine, but I can tell you're a little socially not there.
Yeah, as he said, I'm not fucking with you, man. And I'm like, if we're gonna do this whole dentist patient thing, like, we gotta really set some boundaries. Okay, man.
I don't know if my dentist was fucking with me or not, but the entire time he was like cleaning my teeth, he was talking about soccer, and he kept wanting me to respond. It was so annoying. Genuinely, the most annoying thing you can do.
Like they're trying to enjoy their jobs, man. What are you? Why are you taking this away
I
from me?
genuinely don't know, because he had to have known you can't really move your mouth. Maybe. I don't
I
know.
think they get it, man. I think they're just gonna talk at you, and I think they understand that, man. Fucking dentist, bro. Honestly, I'm not even scared of them as I used to be. I'm pretty sure it was just
Yeah,
cartoons
me
telling me
neither.
to be scared to them that I was. Doctors, on the other hand, deathly afraid of
Doctors are
them.
scary as fuck, dude. I do
Dentists, like.
definitely do not want to do a physical. I don't.
Yeah, man. I have. I have problems, ongoing problem that I won't get into, but I couldn't bring it up with my doctor last time I saw her, and I'm gonna have to wait a year until I feel it's too intimate. It was a first time meeting, and I didn't want to present her. I didn't want to pull down
You
my
wanna
pants.
at least be healthy on the first visit.
But I didn't want to pull down my pants. I couldn't do it, dude. It was her first visit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Too intimate. You got you gotta be
I would need her to feel me up, and I don't want to do
out of
that.
respect.
Out of respect for, then I feel like I would be overdoing it. Like, okay, I know you're a professional, but only if you are sure about that. She's like, I can get a male doctor. I'm like, I don't need a male doctor. I just need to know you're comfortable. And
I got this.
now I'm just worried about myself, and I have to be for a while,
Let
I
me check it
guess.
out, dude. I got you.
I would honestly appreciate it, maybe, but you kind of have to like rub it in between your index finger and thumb a little bit just to find out.
I'm already started to do the motion. You can't see, but I started to like,
Yeah,
like the little, like when it's itchy and you start to try to scratch, and that's what you have to do.
it's kind of like that, but you're really focused on, like you have a pee in between there and you're kind of just feeling it out, but delicately, of course. I don't know what's going on. It feels like a some sort of twist, and I'm not down with it.
You're not down with it. You can do what every other dude does and just ignore it for a good amount of time.
I'm worried I have a dead ball though, bro. I'm worried. I'm
Get
worried.
around
I'm never gonna have blooded children, dude.
it. Adoption is great.
The Quintero's bloodline
There
ends
was
with me, bro.
a tweet that I thought was kind of funny. It was the NBA, the WNBA finals, like they just wrapped up last week. Shout out New York Liberty. And
Shout
then the tweet was, "There's gonna be so many kids adopted tonight." I thought that was pretty good.
Let me get the joke.
You got
Okay. Women's basketball being
women's
adopted.
basketball.
Maybe, okay, I hate to phrase it like this, but maybe because people don't generally like women's basketball, they see it as like a charitable thing to attend. So maybe New York Liberty winning will fill them with so much charitable spirit that they'll go adopt a kid. Is that it?
That's a nice way of doing it, but I don't think so.
I
The
honestly
joke is
thought it was a little
that
offensive.
many many team members of the WNBA, like the New York Liberty, are lesbian.
I like that, dude. I like that. Big paycheck coming in. You know I gotta get a kid, man. I didn't put it
Exactly.
together. See, the thing is, I always just assume everybody's straight. No matter what you could be
About me is
doing,
that I assume
no matter
every
what kind of stereotype you are, I'm gonna assume like I'm gonna assume the most whatever's ingrained into me as a little societal robot or whatever. I'm just I hear the word gay and I'm like, well, what does that mean, man?
What?
But I know what it
You just
means.
get confused. You just homophobia, but just out of a place of genuinely not knowing what being
Yeah,
gay
man.
is.
I haven't picked up enough books on it, I guess, yet, man. I gotta head over to Barnes and Noble first.
I must just being gay, I genuinely I'm gonna have to research this. I don't know.
I know it involves a lot
I
of
majored in
hats.
journalism. A lot.
Yeah, I know it involves like I know it involves like a lot of raincoats, I think rakes, and just a lot of heavy duty
Rakes,
materials.
Birkenstocks, heavy duty material.
Yeah, like jackhammers and stuff like that. I don't know, man. I haven't seen enough movies. All I've seen
Describing
is
a Home Depot.
what's the only gay movie I've seen? What's like a good like one that's like gonna feed me? The one with
I now pronounce you
Robin.
Chuck and Larry.
That's a good one. I was gonna say the fucking Birdcage with Robin Williams. That's a good one. That's bad.
That's also a pretty good one to
I
be
love
your
popular
own
gay cinema. Like I now pronounce you Chuck and
thing. That's honestly, dude.
I'd
10 out of 10.
it's funny to watch, so that like makes it good, I'm pretty sure. Freaking
I think
it's my cousin's
this
birthday
statement was
today.
true when I was like 10. Today?
Yeah.
October 24th,
Are you
2024.
going to say happy birthday to him? Did you text him?
No.
You forgot,
You know,
dude?
I just got caught up in all the stuff I had to do.
He's also my godfather,
I
man.
didn't forget. I just had a busy day.
I just thought that whoever's important to me would be important to you also. So
I had thought you would like send it, be like, oh, you know,
I think we're
my
kind of beyond
birthday.
reminders, man. I don't know, man. You should be wishing
I
happy
think I'm
birthday
just a
to every
bad.
member of my family.
Dude, I have them all written in my calendar. I just, you know,
You do, dude.
slips the
That's
mind sometimes.
low key creepy, man. And what's oddly unsettling? Maybe like
Oddly unsettling.
yeah, maybe like I don't know, man. I honestly don't know. I'm not Reddit brained enough for this. Like, I've only posted two things to Reddit, man, and they honestly didn't even get me any gold. And that's the most embarrassing part.
Dude, no karma for you, dude.
Some karma for me, good karma, I feel like. I tried to do a good deed to a Reddit person once a day.
Your only two posts on Reddit are just on like the Republican subreddit.
I'm
It's like,
putting in the work,
hey
man.
guys, what's up? What's this about?
Whatever little stuff I can look, yeah, I go into r slash Nazism and I'm just like looking for friends. Looking for like-minded
Is
friends in
there?
my
I
group.
feel like I took a quiz and you know, this is where they thought I
Took
should
like a
be.
political alignment quiz, and this is where it sent me. And I'm happy to finally have a home, man. I did close my eyes for
A
most of the
Hogwarts sorting quiz.
sorting. They should do sorting hats, but for fucking like political stuff, dude. So that way, like,
Dude.
some like skinny white guy comes up to the podium, they put a hat on him. It's like racist.
You get the hat put on you. Nazi.
And then some guy on Twitter like shows a video of it and it's like, we're literally living in 1984, guys. That's like a tweet that would happen.
Dude. That's your viral tweet.
That's my I've been thinking about how to go viral recently. I would love to. Just doing like popular.
What are your options right now?
Well, I'm studying the greats, you know, like the Star Wars kid.
Mr. Beast, Star Wars kid.
You know.
Oh, these are like the original guys.
What do you mean?
I don't think you can go viral like that
Are
anymore,
you
dude.
telling me when you try to be a part of a group, you don't respect the OGs first? You don't respect
You start your
OGs?
own move, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
I guess I don't respect the OGs, dude. I respect Smosh.
You respect Smosh? Smosh is pretty OG, but their kind of virality was more like they're going for longevity. I'm going for a dying star kind
You're
of
going for
celebrity.
one hit wonder.
Exactly, man. Just I'll burn brightly and
You're
then
like
collapse into myself.
fade away.
Exactly, man.
You could be the next Ermagerd.
Agreed. That's more of like a meme, dude. That's more widespread. That's like people still use Ermagerd to this day, namely me.
If somebody uses Ermagerd, dude, I am blocking their
Well, like you
number.
see like a
No way you could talk to me like
Oh my god, dude. This is what's wrong with all these freaking youngsters, man. They always are too self-aware, man. You can't Everybody's afraid to be corny nowadays, but Ermagerd is an instant classic. It doesn't get much better than that, bro.
That's a low even I won't be willing
I
to
can't
go.
think of one contemporary meme that beats that out, honestly.
Freaking Ugandan knuckles, dude.
Come on, man.
Do it,
A
dude.
bunch of
You don't you when we're offline, dude, you do that accent all the
No,
time.
I
It's
don't,
okay.
dude. No, I don't. I freaking and guess what, dude?
That's like your
I
favorite meme,
speak
I
a little
think.
Swahili and they speak a bit of Swahili in Uganda, and I have nothing but respect for the Ugandan population, man, honestly.
Nah, dude.
Love
Sure.
love to Uganda
Sure.
from MILF, by the way.
Sign
Our number
the
one source of fans, really.
emails. We have a huge following
In
in
East
Uganda.
Africa as a whole, actually, man, we're just killing it over there, man.
We're popping off
Yeah,
over there.
man. And thank you.
If you're an American listener, dude, you probably think we're like a small,
Yeah. Like, it's you're just part of the wrong you're part of the wrong
audience.
Audience.
We're actually huge.
And you're more cultured than you'd think.
Exactly. You're in your own bubble. Exactly.
Yeah. Shout out Uganda, but no Uganda Knuckles, dude. You would do the accent too. You would play freaking Second Life and shit like that. That's that game, Second Life, or is it like a newer one? Like VR chat. That's what it is. We should
Second Life.
We should do this podcast, but with like,
why does it sound?
Second Life is like it was popular in like 2012, where like people would like just create a character and like go into an online world. It's like Sims, kind of, some shit like that. I lost my freaking train of thought. God damn it, dude. UFC 308 this Saturday, though.
Dude, I'm so hyped, dude. I want Max Holloway to win so bad. I don't fuck with
Ilya like that. I know he's goated or whatever. He's good or whatever. He beat Volk. Shout out Volk.
He beat Volk. He looked pretty good in that fight, but
Volk
blessed Max Holloway, dude.
Volk was like 38.
The edits are so
Max
fucking
is like 34. So that's pretty good. The Blast Express.
The UFC edits have crack in them, dude. I keep getting them on this story.
And I've seen so many every that time. It's like I'm like used to the formula by now. Like I'm like kind of tired of it.
I'm like it'll be like an interview from like 2014, like grainy and shit, and it'll transition into this like the best one I think is the Bilal Muhammad one where he goes, "My name is Bilal Muhammad. You don't know my name, but you soon will." And then it just transitions into him winning the title. I don't know. It just hits us. It's a hit. It hits a certain
every Pro Bowl. The thing is, I need a new fighter to be edited because I'll see like 1,000 fucking Peyton Talbot edits, bro. And then I'll be like, okay, now I don't even fuck with Peyton Talbot. I've seen so many of these fucking edits, bro.
There was an edit of him that was like him in like one of those like fucking YouTube like dating shows. And it just turned me off from
taking exactly, dude. That shit was so corny, bro. Why ruin your fucking PR like that, man? Do cooler stuff. You were already doing cool stuff, man. Just stick with it.
Yeah, he was already like surfing, doing YouTube, and like hanging out with Frank Ocean.
Dude, the Frank Ocean thing—that was the biggest fucking shit he could have done. Just keep hanging out with celebrities that want to like keep you in their fucking posse, man. If I was like a
Don't do something lame like go on the fucking side.
Yeah, dude, don't do the cut shit, man. All that shit is corn. I'll watch that shit, but I'll feel bad about it.
There's nothing that just fucking ruins your aura than fucking doing the
fucking Jubilee
bit, dude.
Shit, dude, bro. Fucking all that shit is fucking ass, man. The lowest form of content, bro.
The lowest.
Even at its lowest, bro, I'll still watch it. Because I'm a Jubilee guy.
And dude, there's the what is the movie Paper Towns? I don't know.
It with like where Chloe like Grace Moretz,
Cara Delevingne.
Oh
no, where Cara Delevingne has like cancer and she like rips off her wig.
Dude, did fucking Green Bro fucking write all those movies about fucking cancer, bro? Books, I guess.
I reckon, I think so.
Dude, no wonder he fucking got that shit, man. He's fucking putting that into the universe, man. He's hoping for that shit at this point, bro.
For real, dude. Wait, actually, damn.
That's fucking Hank Green.
But anyways, there's an edit that transitions from that scene to, like, Alex
Pereira.
Because he's also bald.
I think I saw, like, a Dance Moms clip that, like, transitioned to Charles Oliveira. Charles Oliveira. Damn, dude.
Yeah, dude. But I think Topuria wins.
Yeah, probably. I think I'm guessing I'm gonna go with a round 4 knockout. That's what I'm going with. Actually, I don't know his cardio. Like
I think
that.
It goes
I don't
distance.
Actually know his
Holloway takes.
Oh beat, yeah, but they're saying Topuria is just too strong for that shit. Which I don't know, man. I mean, who is Max fought? That's like a hard hitter.
I don't think so.
Yair, he fought Yair. He's a good, like, striker.
He fought Gaethje.
That's true. That's, like, you'd think Gaethje would be a stronger fighter than Topuria, but I don't even know, man. He's 10 pounds heavier, at least when he's fighting. Well, at least when he weighs in.
Oh, dude, there was a funny moment in the press conference that I was watching. I didn't watch it live because it was like
I watch all the embedded, bro. The embeds are really good, man. They get me hyped.
I haven't watched those.
They're pretty well edited.
But there's a moment where like there's a guy who's like an amateur fighter and he goes, "Dana, I'm 9-0. Sign me. I want to fight for you, Dana." And Dana like motions him to come up, and the dude, this is the fastest I've ever seen a dude run. He like runs, he fucking jumps over the barricade. The security doesn't come anywhere near him, and he just hugs Dana White.
I thought it was going to become like a "who the fuck is that guy" kind of thing. Like a Conor McGregor fucking press conference.
And then they just walk away like at the fucking end of a movie, and it's fucking like that's the most beautiful shit.
I hope he gets signed. Dana should sign me, dude.
I think he got a fight. Dude, he should. Dana White, if you're a fan of MILFs, I voted for you, Dana.
He even voted for you, man. Put me in fucking... Dude, I don't know how... Dude, it's crazy. Dude, how would I lose 30 pounds, bro? How would I lose 30 pounds to go to flyweight, man? That's what I would need to...
Dude, it's insane how, like, light those guys are. Dude,
how are you 120 and standing up, bro? How are you, like, fucking 5'10 and 120 and existing, exactly, bro? And let alone fighting for 15 minutes.
It's because they're not 120. They're not 120. They're like 140, and they cut a crazy amount of weight.
That's true. They look like skeletons when they pop out. That's awful, man.
Yeah, they're 120 for maybe like 2 hours. I have to go into
bantam, but bantam's too goated, bro. Bantam's too goated of a weight class, man.
Bantam is like also sounds cool. Like you don't want to be in lightweight or featherweight.
Too heavy of hitters, like, bro. I'm not gonna fight fucking Ilya Topuria, bro. I'm gonna fight. But bantam has like Peter Yan and shit like that, dude. Super strong guys too. Marab, dude.
It's cool to be a champion, but I'd much rather be bantamweight than a full like a featherweight. I would love to just be champion. Like a. I don't think I can bring myself and say I'm.
I want to be like a Dustin Poirier type man, where I'm like always close to the belt, but I'm just shy of it. You know? It was never the right time for me. Too many goats were popping up, but I'm just a guy that'll fight people, man.
Yeah. Any other era.
Put me in heavyweight, man. I would love like a 5'5 guy in heavyweight. That'd be so awesome, bro. Just like 200 pounds of muscle, bro.
Just the... the craziest shit you've ever seen, dude. Just to create a fighter,
dude,
bro.
Chris Barnett is fighting in 308, and I'm so hyped for him. He's so huge, dude. He's in heavyweight, and he's a pretty like chubby guy. He did like a spinning like heel kick on like some dude, and I was like, that is crazy. Uncle Ivan or whatever, bro. I'm not hyped for that fight. All the like, I feel like middleweight and light heavyweight that isn't like Alex, bro. That shit's boring, bro. Let's see.
There's a lot of just undefeated guys on this card.
Dude, that's what they do. They fast track people that way. They like their little look or whatever, so they're like, here, you can get an undefeated. They like undefeated for some reason, dude, but honestly,
Magomedov,
a good balanced ratio makes me know you're a good fighter.
This is the guy with, like... This is the guy with the, like, the... Is he a Pap?
No, that's Shara, bro. That's Shara the pirate, bro. Shara Mag... Magomedov. What the f-
Yeah.
Shadow Shark.
Yeah, that's like, if I close my eyes, I can't like throw a ball correctly.
I'm sure he got used to just in the UFC. Yeah, man. If anything, dude, he also got fast tracked just because he has an interesting look. That's what I'm saying, man. They're like, they're fucking.
Hey, so
they choose who they want to be goats, bro. That's what they do, man. Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz never got their due, man. If they liked half Mexican people, dude, it'd be over. if they liked North California, and they liked half Mexican dudes, fucking Nick Diaz and Nate Diaz would be kings. But no, they like fucking white Muslims and stuff. That's their favorite. But Robert Whittaker.
So who did you vote for?
I voted for Robert Whittaker. That's what I was just about to say. Robert. I know he was born in fucking Australia or whatever, New Zealand, I think.
In the land down under, dude. His last fight, he KO'd a dude immediately.
Yeah, dude, Al Skarov or whatever the fuck, dude. I had some Tim Tams today, so I'm really in touch with Australia right now.
That's, dude, you are in touch with.
I had three like an hour ago, man. I had some stew.
Are there any good?
They're pretty good, man. I saw Volk, like, bite, like, corners of them and, like, use it like a straw to drink milk. But I didn't really want to drink milk, so I didn't. I'm not a milk hater.
What are Tim Tams?
They're just...
Like, what are they?
They're, like, chocolate-covered wafers. They're pretty good. I love when things are, like, chocolate-shelled. Like, they have, like, a chocolate shell. That's, like, my favorite shell.
Oh, yeah. My favorite ice cream is the one with, like, the chocolate and, like, nuts shell outside.
Like a drumstick?
No. I'm talking like a Haagen-Dazs type. And it's just like vanilla in the middle. And it's like a hard chocolate shell with nuts.
Dude, I love that one. Like the little, like, oh, the bars. Yeah. Those are so delicious, man.
No, those are good as fuck, dude. I could fuck up like a three or four if you put them in front of me.
It's such a small number.
I could demolish those.
That's the amount that comes in the box. You only get three per box, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I could eat about a box.
Talking.
I could eat a plate of food if you put it in front
bro,
of me.
I could eat two of those, I swear. Like, okay.
I could fuck up a refilled Sprite, dude.
Aw, man, that's delicious, dude. I had some chili earlier, though, that my sister made, and it was pretty good, man. I put, she made cornbread as well, so I, like, broke that up into it, and it added, like, a little sweet kind of thing to it. Added some sour cream, and it was pretty yummy, man. Nice. Shout out Leftovers. Hashtag Leftovers.
It's cornbread and chicken.
Where you come from, it's cornbread and chicken? Yeah. You're from the South?
It's a song my dad used to sing.
Your dad's from the South? Yeah, south of the freaking U.S., bro. I think.
Whoa, racism.
No, he was born in the Bay. Born in the Bay.
I was born in
Bane, bro.
In the fog.
Bayne. He reps the Bay Hard.
What about him? He reps the Bay Hard, dude.
Bay Area legend, I'm the next up-and-coming vigilante Bane, bro. I'm going... I'm taking fucking Caltrain all over the place, and I'm fucking saving the city.
Exactly, dude. Bay Area legends, we got Robin Williams, we got Tom Brady, Barry Bonds, and Bane.
And Bane, dude.
The supervillain from Batman.
And played by Tom Hardy, of course. Another Bay Area legend.
Another Bay Area legend, dude.
Tom Hardy.
Dude, I used to see Bane go to A's games all the time. So he's fucking... He reps hard for his city.
And if you watch Peaky Blinders, you can hear Tom Hardy's really bad British accent.
Exactly, dude. It's so shit.
It shocked him in real life, and he's always saying, like, hella and bitch or whatever, man. He's always doing those classic things, bro.
They expect one of us in the wreckage, but...
Have you ever been to T-Pumps? It's boba time.
What's your favorite order?
Boba and chill, question mark.
I know a place.
Bane is a Bay Area Asian. Catch Bane. When he's not in his normal fucking military whatever fit, he's wearing fucking North Face shit and fucking... I don't know enough about fucking style shit to know what kind of shoes they're wearing these days, man. Maybe just some Sambas. I don't know, man.
It was hella cold outside today.
Are those fires in Oakland? Scary.
It's fire season.
I was watching KQED the other day. Jack Please goes hard.
Have you listened to the new E-40 song?
Correct is not what it used to be.
dude. Bane is really into hyphy, dude. Just some classic 2000s hip hop.
Reps Oakland.
Bay Area.
When I was a little kid, I would always do a Bane voice, and that was like my main thing for a really long time.
Me too,
I got
dude.
enough positive
I used
validation
to.
that I thought I could do impressions forever, and I thought I was really good at them, but I was not.
I was like, give me any cup, dude. I can do a Bane
I see.
impression.
I would just cup my hands,
I
dude.
also
I would just
Bane
cup my
was.
hands, man. And then my cousins would laugh, and they would do a Where's Rachel?
Whoa, dude, that was actually really, really
Dude, don't
shitty.
say that to me. I'm actually sensitive.
I don't know who told you had a good Bane impression, dude. They were fucking wrong.
It's okay, man.
That
We
shit
all
was
grow past it,
ass,
man, and
dude.
I can't rely on these impressions anymore.
You're at least supposed to hear a
The
little bit
best
of the Bane
impression you
voice,
could
dude. All I
do,
heard was.
the best impression you can do is the impression you leave on other people by being yourself. How about that? Put that in your notebook and freaking smoke it, bro. Man.
This is as corny as your Bane impression, dude.
You're just trying to hurt my feelings. I'm the bigger person. Get me in these lifts. I'm the bigger person.
Was
Dude, what if we
born in
started
the
wearing lifts?
darkness. See
What
how
if we
fucking good
started
that
wearing
was,
shoe
dude?
lifts? Like Kai Cenat
We're like an inch
whatever.
taller
But
than
no, dude,
what we
like
are.
3 inches, bro. They go high. Our heels are hanging off. Our heels are
That's a
hanging
lot,
off the
dude. That's
ends
a
of our
lot.
shoes.
Can you just put those on any shoe? Can you just
I
put
don't
shoe
know
lifts
how
on?
they fit.
Or do they have
I
to be
haven't
custom
tried
made
them yet. I
shoes?
still have the box unopened. That's a joke.
I didn't realize.
I have some
I
pretty
thought you
tall
actually had
walking shoes
lifts.
that I've been wearing, and they kind of make me feel like normal. I'm used to being a freak, is the thing.
Yeah.
Shunned by
Yeah,
society, man. But
exactly.
they are really.
Some real fucking P.T.
What
Barnum
the
type
fuck is.
shit.
Dude, stop saying these names. I don't know. Freak.
Freak.
Is that what he says? PT.
That's the circus
The
guy.
circus freaks, dude? It makes sense. I would love to go to circus.
You ever been to the you ever been to the
Nah, man,
you ever been to the
I've
circus?
never even seen a clown in real life, I don't think. I have my
Really?
tia was obsessed with clowns, so and every time I went to her house it was filled with clown shit, and it
You've
freaked me
never.
out a little bit. She loved clowns and
Clown stuff,
Chucky.
dude.
She had a bunch of
Yeah,
Chucky
that's
stuff.
that is like a little like creepy, dude. My brother was terrified of clowns. He had a
I don't get. I
he had
kind
a
of
fear of
dig
clowns.
clowns now, but back then, I get it. You don't ever want.
Yeah. There was something
Not
off about
off,
him.
man. I mean, they're just people, man.
There was that serial killer who was a
John
clown.
Wayne Gacy, yeah. Gave him a bad rep, bro.
Damn, you know that off the dome piece, dude. You know serial
That was
killers
a
like that?
tough hit for the clown community, man. That was a tough hit for the clown community. It took a lot to come back, a lot
Your
of PR
people
to come back from that, man. A lot of good PR to come back from
you say that as a joke, but I genuinely think that is a tough hit to the clown community.
I'm saying it as a joke because it's funny, because it's real, man. You gotta get Ronald in there, you gotta get fucking Krusty in there, whatever other clowns are fucking operating.
Ronald is also creepy, dude.
But he
I
gives
don't
you
know.
little sandwiches, and he gives you apple slices that are peeled. So that's pretty good. And he loves Israel.
I know, I'm sure he does, dude. Oh, he actually does. Israelite,
The
fries
Hamburglar was
work.
caught stealing resources from Middle Eastern people.
Did you see Trump went to McDonald's and did like a shift or
Dude, I would
something?
love to be working that shift, man. I don't know what I would say to him. I don't think I have the confidence to be mean to
Dude,
him.
I don't need. No, dude. I do not have the
Do you
balls to
drive up?
step
You
up
drive
to
up to
that,
that drive-through.
I don't
What are you
think.
doing?
Oh, thank you, sir.
I just don't. I
Okay.
don't even treat to
I would
treat him
genuinely.
exactly the same as you would any other person. That's the best way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
Like,
thanks, man.
just be like, is my
Oh
straw
yeah,
in
be
here? Is
really
my straw in
bitchy
here?
about the food. Oh man, I didn't get a sandwich, dude. Because the thing is, if you tell him you're missing something, you're probably gonna get it for free. Because
That's. I think you got it for free
he
anyways. I think.
you do like the I think you should leave thing with Donald Trump.
55 burgers, 55 fries.
And he's got to give me that shit, or else he's not getting my vote for sure, bro.
Exactly, dude. He didn't get my vote anyways.
Cause I nah, it's only because of the McDonald's thing. It's only because you didn't see him at McDonald's that you didn't vote for him. Otherwise, you were going to. Getting really pissed that Donald Trump didn't show up at your local McDonald's. Dude, let's get into brass tacks and finally talk about what we've been meaning to talk about, which is The Simpsons, man.
The Simpsons, dude.
Why do the kids all have head hair, but nobody else in the show has head hair?
I don't know, dude.
Let's get into it, man.
Something to think about. Why is Milhouse's hair blue?
Yeah.
And Marge's also blue.
Yeah, those... Are we getting into like an infidelity theory here, man? Because that's honest. I'm not okay with. I'm not okay. I'm okay imagining anything except Marge cheating on Homer. That makes me sad. They would never, dude. They love each other too much, and their love is pure. She puts up with him though, for sure.
He's kind of addicted.
Can't be easy having a husband like Homer.
How would you know, dude? You're not married to Homer.
Dude, I'm married to a groundskeeper. Wendy.
The game?
I'm married to the game, dude. I'm married to Barney, and he always comes home drunk. I think he died. Did Barney die in the show?
One of them died. One of the drunk guys died.
Mrs. Flanders died.
Oh, dude, Mrs. Flanders.
Everybody, be honest, everybody cried when Mrs. Flanders died.
How many episodes of The Simpsons do you think you've watched?
Probably like 100 or something like that, I feel like. How many are there?
There was... Okay, back in like the 6th or 7th grade, my science teacher was talking to us about The Simpsons. And he was talking... it was like an anniversary or something. And mm-hmm. They did... like a week where it was every Simpsons episode back to back to back, and I was like, oh shit, Simpsons is cool.
Simpsons is
and
cool.
And so I clicked on I had an Xfinity, and I clicked on the record button and I held it, and I was like, fuck it, dude, I'm not gonna be able to watch all this, I'm just gonna put this all on my DVR. And for like 2 years, nobody else could record anything because the DVR was full of just The Simpsons. Like, of just that one marathon of The Simpsons. And everybody hated me for, I think, that point on.
Did you at least watch The Simpsons?
I think I watched maybe 3 or 4 episodes. And it was just the Treehouse of Horror ones.
Those are good, dude.
Which I probably could have... I could have watched all the clips on YouTube.
You could have watched them anywhere, man. You did not have to record them, but... Dude, I miss TV being like... It's obviously not organic because it's a bunch of fucking ads being shoved on you, but... there's something beautiful about, like, waiting a week for, like, the next episode.
Yeah.
And, like, having to watch other shit
around it. And this Netflix shit,
dude. Fuck all that shit, dude. This shit's fucked up. Honestly, do not fuck with that. Shout out Netflix. Thank you for listening. Lionel's gonna have his laptop die. Alright. bye.